This is Rhema for today.
Since being baptized with the Holy Ghost and speaking other tongues, there never has been since 1937 one single, and somebody said, well, yeah, but you have prophets. They had got nothing to do with the prophet's ministry. I never entered into the prophet's ministry till over in the 50s, 1952, before I entered into the prophet's ministry. Are you listening to me? But it's just simply a matter of the Spirit of God. Nothing, no, not one single member of my family have ever been in trouble or near death or anything without I knew it ahead of time.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon series, Volume 1. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Tomorrow's the last day for this special offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, there was, there's no work. It's depression days, low depression days. And he had just simply said to some of the family, I believe I'll go down to Rio Grande Valley and see if I can find some work or something. And in those days, the boys would just hop a freight train. You know, trains were going. And as you know, those trains were full of hobos, they called them. And so he was gone. Well, I sensed in my spirit that he was in danger. I didn't have a revelation. I sensed in my spirit that he was in danger. That his life was in danger. Well, I didn't confide in my mother. I thought she had enough problems with me being bedfast and had to wait, be waited on like a baby. And I said, so I didn't say anything to her. Finally, after 3 days, she came to me. Mama came and said, son, I hate to bother you with physical condition, the heart condition, and so on and so forth. But I'm greatly troubled about Dub. Said he's in trouble somewhere or another. I don't know what it is. See, her spirit picked that up. He's in trouble. Well, of course, she could always just think from this standpoint, maybe he got in trouble and got arrested and he's in jail. And that's what she said. And I said, no, Mama, that's not it. You're not telling me anything. I've known it for 3 days and just didn't want to bother you about it. But I said, it's his physical life. It's not that he's in jail. It's his physical life that was in jeopardy. But I've been praying for 3 days about it and I have peace about it. He's all right. Forget it. Now, you know that sort of by inward intuition or an inward witness. See, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, go back to the 8th chapter of Romans. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And then another verse in Romans said, his Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are. See, that's in the new birth. Well, that same Spirit that bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of God will bear witness to your spirit about other things. Are you following me now? Will bear witness with your spirit, you see. And so I just had that inward intuition, inward witness, you know. I said his physical life was in danger, but I've been praying about it, and he's all right. Forget it. I have peace in my spirit about it. I've got the answer. Well, Mama said, are you sure, son? Are you sure? You see, we were babies in these things. I said, I never was any more sure of anything in my life. Oh, she sighed a sigh of relief, said, oh, I'm glad to hear that. I said, just be at rest, he's fine. Now, the next night, after she was talking to me this day, not that night, but the next night, he came in the nighttime. And he was riding a freight train back from the Rio Grande Valley. And he was down between Corsicana and Dallas. And a railroad, they called him railroad, you know, railroad dicks, a railroad detective, you see. He knocked him off of that, knocked him in the head with a blackjack, you see. And in those days, the trains, most of them, 1933, still burned coal. And it'd have cinders along the track, see? Well, the last thing he remembered was, you see, he's knocked in the head, and he was knocked off the train. And he went scooting along on his back, you see, down those cinders, tore his shirt off completely, tore the seat of his pants out, just burned the seat of his pants out. And his bottom and all of his back, see, just burned, you know, with these cinders and just raw, red, raw. Like to broke his back. He came to lying down in the ditch there some hours later, you see. And just sore all over, of course, you know. Would have killed him if we hadn't have known about it in the spirit and prayed. See? Are you listening now? And so then, you know, in those days, we're talking about 1933 now, you see. See, he doesn't have any shirt. He doesn't have any undershirt. In other words, the upper part of his body's naked. And then the whole seat of his pants and his underwear, nothing there. Just his bottom sticking out. Well, you can't get out in public in those days. Indecent exposure, they'd arrest you in those days. You know, my habit, times change. So he can't get out on the highway and thumb a ride. He can't get out in the daytime. So you see, over this 3-day period, he was walking up the railroad track. He would travel at night, walk the railroad track. In the daytime, he'd lie out in somebody's field or somebody's orchard, you see, and that time of year, some of them had some fruit and watermelons and things, and he'd just eat whatever he could get. And then he came across Dallas. Dallas wasn't as big as it now, but it's still a pretty good city then. And he came across, walked across that nighttime, see, so he wouldn't get arrested. And then he walked the railroad track, see, and he's this time getting in. You know, actually, when he got in, like I said, he had rolled around those centers, and his back was just blood raw red and black in his bottom, and then he just looked black all over. He's dirty, you see. And he was so sore and so on. I mean, he had to go to bed for 2 or 3 days before he could get out of bed. But you see, we knew about that. Well, thank God about it, by the inward tuition. And yet, since being baptized with the Holy Ghost and speaking the other tongue, there never has been, since 1937, one single, and somebody said, well, yeah, but you have prophets. They had got nothing to do with the prophet's ministry. I never entered into the prophet's ministry till over in the 50s, 1952, before I entered into the prophet's ministry. Are you listening to me? But it's just simply a matter of the Spirit of God. Nothing, no, not one single member of my family have ever been in trouble or near death or anything without I knew it ahead of time. Sometimes in the nighttime, the Spirit of God would awaken me. And I began to reach out with my spirit, you see. You see, when you get into a deeper dimension of the Spirit, are you listening to me? In other words, you could sort of explain it like this. Being born again, you see, of course, is of a necessity. But having the Spirit of God in the new birth, it's sort of like, you know, you an adult going to swimming in a little bitty kid's swimming pool. You know, it's about a foot deep water, maybe 18 inches. But being baptized in the Holy Ghost, glory to God, is like getting over in the adult swimming pool, where the water goes all the way from 3 feet or 4 feet deep to 11 feet deep or 8 or whatever. See, it's the same spirit. It's a deeper dimension. Can you understand that? A deeper dimension. And so in this area, you see, the Holy Ghost can help you to pray. And you get the answer a whole lot quicker. And if I had time, I'd tell you some experience along that line. I don't. And so I'll not endeavor to do so. I'll just try to draw the illustration now. Now, the thing that I want to you to understand is that from the Scripture, it's possible to come behind in no gift. Paul said to the church at Corinth, you come behind in no good gift, didn't he? No good gift. But that a deep Pentecostal experience is not to be despised, but rather coveted. And it is the one way, listen to me, the one way to enter into the fullness of God. Now, like I said, let's go back to the illustration again, another illustration. Now, I was pastor of this church, and we got people saved. And because I had been healed, I taught healing in answer to faith. If you pray, when you pray, believe, you'll receive. Would lay hands on people, even anoint them with oil, and saw people healed. But you know, we never had one single manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit among us. We never had any prophecy in our church. I'd get anointed to preach, of course, and the because the anointing, the calling of God, anointing is there. But we never had any tongue interpretation. We never had any discerning of spirits. We never had any revelation by the word of knowledge. We never had any supernatural manifestations. But you know, immediately when I was baptized with the Holy Ghost, we began to have supernatural. Now, see, I, at first, was the only one. They followed me in then afterwards. Two things involved here. Jesus said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. Well, you see, the Pentecostal people in those days particularly, and I think more in our day, a lot of times we still emphasize it, but you know, power, 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 power. And I remember after that I've seen the Spirit, and I knew that because I knew the Scriptures, that I received, I spoke with tongues, and I knew that was supernatural. But I remember I'd pinch myself sometimes. Sort of shake a little, you know, just you know, all by myself, and say, well, boy, if I've got any more power, I can't tell it. I didn't feel any more powerful than I did beforehand. You know. Are you listening to me? Now everybody will have to be led of the Spirit for themselves. You can't tell the other fellow what to do, and we make a mistake. I just don't like and don't have too much respect for these people that's always running around getting leadings for the other fella. Are you listening to me? And I just don't like that. I know a lot of things sometimes and drop a few hints, but I just won't come out and tell a fella unless God told me to tell him. Because he needs to learn for himself how God leads. Don't need to lean on somebody else. Because that'll hold him in bondage and keep him and her a baby Christian. And Christians need to develop, need to grow.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
Special call to arms offer.
Yeah.
And it includes my book, and it just came out in July. Just came out, Joseph. Connect, staying connected so you can win. And then, Craig, talk about the other part of the offer.
I have a USB drive with 10 different messages on the subject of faith, and of course, them. Faith is probably one of the subjects I preach more than anything else. So there's 10 messages there on the subject of faith on a USB jump drive. And so you'll get both of those for a gift of $30 or more. Save like $35 or more. I messed up. $35 or more.
That's live TV for you.
So if you can go to rhema.org and you can order that special call to arms.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon, Volume 1. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.